We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When I was away over the weekend, my friends are much bigger NBA fans than even myself. So we were watching a lot of the Warriors and the Celtics the other night. And let me tell you something. That was some great entertainment. Steph Curry was un-freaking believable. He hit the one shot after he got hurt. I thought he wasn't going to leave the game, but he's on a different level right now. He's scoring like 40 points, it seems like, every other game. And during the broadcast, one of his former coaches, Mark Jackson, who still thinks he got screwed in Golden State, but that's discussion for another day, had this to say about Steph Curry. So I said, come on, really? Come on, Jackson. What are you talking about? You know, Jordan, LeBron, you know, Magic. You can go on and on. Well, actually, Magic's just later, earlier than 40 years by now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But still. And you know what? He's right. He's right. I think he's right. LeBron James is a better player than Steph Curry. Michael Jordan was a better player than Steph Curry. Steph Curry impacted the game of basketball more than those guys, okay? Because of the way the game has evolved. Look, Michael Jordan, you know, people were dunking before Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan just did everything better than anybody else. They changed the rules a little bit to make it easier for him to excel, as we like to say around here. LeBron James, you know, his body type and to be able to do the things that he's done in his body type as he's gotten older and, you know, he added more muscle than when he first came into the league. Yeah. Okay. Better players than Steph Curry. No, you can even argue that Kevin Durant is a better player than Steph Curry. Steph Curry changed the sport. You never used to have guys shooting 35-footers all the time. Now, whether they change the sport for the better, that's also debatable. But when you see, you know, college basketball, too, the three has become so prevalent, and most of it, I believe, is because of Steph Curry. His ability to change games and hit from the three and how the three has become better than the two in so many people's minds. A lot of times I don't like it. I'd rather have an easy layup, and these guys are passing up easy shots and passing it out for the three. But he's had more of an impact on the actual game of basketball than Jordan or LeBron.
Well, so I'll ask you this question because I don't necessarily disagree, but I'm not completely on board yet. I do know that because of the way that he plays the game and the way and the success that Golden State had, that shooting threes has become the go-to. But is it in conjunction with, or just the timing of it is just right because of analytics? And analytics is maybe what has changed the game, and they're using Steph Curry as their, you know, as the guy that is the best example of it at this time.
It's possible, but a lot of that analytics maybe have come in because of Steph Curry.
Right. I mean, it's kind of the chicken or the egg because, you know, you talk to some coaches and the philosophy has changed. You're right. The philosophy has changed since Steph Curry and his ability to be, you know, to pull up and shoot threes at such a, you know, exceptional pace. But a lot of it, and you look around, I really got to believe that analytics has played a huge part in it because everybody would rather have three than two. And I know that it's more than that. I don't understand all of the numbers that have played into it, but when you talk to those that are in the know of basketball and they talk about the numbers and they talk about the impact of having a player that shoots threes, to your point, like a Steph Curry, that's what everybody's looking for, and it has completely changed. You look at all of the Hunter Dickinson, all right? And the fact that 15 years ago, yeah, he's got a spot in the NBA.
Yeah.
this right now? Probably not. Well, because his position just isn't there anymore.
Well,
he can't shoot trees.
Right. Well, his own conference. Coburn from Illinois, he announced he's going to enter the NBA draft. He hasn't said where he's going to sign an agent. He may not even be drafted because he's got no...
Well, I would say Garza's the better example. The guy's as polished as you get as a big man, and there's people questioning what kind of career he has in the NBA.
But Garza can at least shoot from the outside. Coburn can't.
But
neither can Dickinson as of now.
Can you imagine Garza as a prospect 20 years ago? He'd be a top three pick easy.
Yeah.
With his low post and developing outside game.
Right.
For me, with Curry, without a doubt, he's revolutionized the game.
Yes.
As much as anybody else, I mean, it's hard to pick apart. He has from the long distance three.
Right.
The acceptability to launch one from 30 feet.
Right.
Well, that is something that was never in the game 15 years ago, no. 20 years ago.
But even when you look back at like Reggie Miller's stats and, you know, people who were really good for three. They never shot that many threes before.
Yeah, I know. It was special moments for Reggie. Like, yes. The Knicks game is legendary in game five.
And look, I'm not saying that Steph Curry is as good as LeBron and Durant and Jordan, no doubt. Okay? But he has changed he's impacted the game.
And we were going to talk about this on Friday. We never really got to it, but some of the unbelievable records that he is setting, and maybe because he has changed the game, somebody else will come along, or two or three guys, because we all know that when the game changes, modify, and they start doing things because that's the way it's done, and whoever is next, maybe they're a little bit better at it because they've been practicing at it for a little bit longer. That all goes into it, but and I don't know if this changed over the weekend. I didn't look at any of his stats. He's had 19 games in his career where he's hit more than 10 three-pointers in one game. And I think the next closest guy was like three or four in their entire career. And his career is far from over. And to your point, though, when you have the ability to pull up at 35, 37, at 30, and be able to accurately and consistently hit that shot, it's going to change the way that youngsters are playing the game, which will change high school basketball, which will change college basketball, and obviously we've seen it in the NBA.
Games you mentioned. So he had 47 Saturday night, and he had 33, 42, 53 against Denver, 38, 32, 41, 37, 36, 32. That's his last 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
And here's
he's MVP if they're a good team,
right? And they're not. They might make the playoffs, but they're
gonna play in.
That's true. That's a whole yeah.
That's a whole other
team. The Cuban play in.
Yeah, yes. but look at how many threes he's taken the other night. 11 for 19. He had 13, 16, 18, 15, 12, 10, 12, 11. He's unbelievable, and he's on a hot streak that I don't think he's even been on, and because he has to do it pretty much by himself, because obviously he doesn't have Klay Thompson. Draymond's been in and out some of the time, and now Wiseman's hurt. And you know he's getting the ball, and he still makes the shots. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. Michael Jordan changed the way fouls were called, changed the way people played the game, the most iconic basketball player ever, the reason Steph Curry plays basketball. No, I think the reason Steph Curry plays basketball is because of his father. That's number one.
Yeah.
Look, Michael Jordan, impact, I don't think he changed the game. Yes, he changed the way fouls are called, right, because they wanted to, you know, make sure nobody roughed up little
and
Michael.
The popularity of the game.
Well, that's different. That's not
I
on
agree.
The floor.
Because I agree.
Because somebody says, Jordan made basketball popular around the world. Stoney must be celebrating 420 a day early. No, if you're going to talk about marketing and all that, yes, absolutely. That's not my point. My point is the way the game is played.
I think he made – I still think – I'm with those texters. I think Jordan did, and I think it's because he made the game about individuals.
Well, that's
it wasn't
true.
That way with Bird and Magic.
True. That's a good point.
Those were teams. The star first mentality.
He was the first guy that could come out and just take over a game and win a game.
Others did that, but it was. You're right about it being more of an individual Istic, but
he made it. He made it about when they market a game. Tonight it's Jordan versus LeBron or whatever.
Right, yes.
That would never. I don't remember that existing. Although TV grew with him.
Right. That's where he impacted the game because of the popularity. But the actual on the floor stuff. I mean, players tried to high wire dunks like he would do. But everybody,
Well, Dominique was doing some of that stuff prior to him.
Yes, exactly. What I'm saying is Jordan, when you put everything together, is arguably the greatest player of all time. But the one individual skill that he had didn't change the game the way Curry has. Somebody says, I grew up watching Magic, Bird, and Jordan. Curry and KD are the two best shooters in caps I've ever seen.
Well, so here's – it's funny that you say – The one skill that Steph Curry has that's changing the game. And if you're looking at the one skill, now it didn't change the game, but the one skill that that Jabbar had in the Skyhook.
Well, yeah.
And that was something that big men all over tried to emulate, and they just couldn't do it like he could. But right. if it was a skill that was repeatable – You could say that he was on that course. He just had a unique skill that nobody could repeat.
And the greatest thing about that was you couldn't defend it.
Right.
Well,
it's hard to defend what Steph Curry does because you just never know
where
on the court he's going to pop a shot.
Right.
His teammate Magic copied it, learned how to do it pretty good.
Yeah, he did
it. And they probably won a championship because of it.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.